This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. 4 Americans have been kidnapped in Mexico. The AP's Donna Warder has this story.
The FBI says the 4 U.S. citizens had entered Matamoros, Mexico Friday from Brownsville, Texas. They were traveling in a white minivan with North Carolina license plates when the FBI says gunmen opened fire on the vehicle. The FBI says the Americans were placed in a vehicle and taken away by armed men. The FBI is offering a $50,000 reward for the return of the 4 kidnapped. Matamoros is home to warring factions of the Gulf drug cartel, and the U.S. consulate has issued an alert about the danger.
Authorities in Ohio say there is no indication of any risk to public health from Saturday's derailment of a Norfolk Southern train between Dayton and Columbus, the second derailment of a company train in the state in a month. Norfolk Southern's Craig Barner.
None of those derailed cars were carrying hazardous material, and there were no injuries reported to the public or the two-man crew operating the train. There were 4 empty non-hazardous material tank cars involved. Again, non-hazardous.
He was heard there on WKEF-TV. A station master accused of causing Greece's deadliest train disaster has been charged with negligent homicide and jailed pending trial. President Biden was in Selma, Alabama to commemorate the day in 1965 that civil rights marchers were brutally beaten by state troopers and sheriff's deputies. He said the right to vote is under assault. A small plane trying to return to a suburban Long Island airport after the pilot reported smoke in the cockpit crashed on Sunday, killing one person and critically injuring the 2 others on board, according to officials. Gas is $3.40 a gallon this morning. This is AP News. The AP's Margie Zarletta takes us to the movies.
Creed 3 takes the top spot at the box office in its debut weekend.
I'm just getting started, little brother.
The 3rd Creed movie knocks the 3rd Ant-Man movie out of first place. Creed 3 made $58 million in North American theaters, according to studio estimates. Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania drops to a distant second with $12.5 million. Cocaine Bear is in 3rd place. Demon Slayer Kumetsu no Yaiba to the Swordsmith Village is in 4th. Jesus Revolution is number 5.
AP correspondent Margie Zarletta reporting there on the movies. Now to a high-profile divorce. A senior presidential advisor in the Trump White House, Kellyanne Conway, and her husband, attorney George Conway, a prominent critic of the former president, say they are divorcing. The Conways posted a joint statement on their Twitter account Saturday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.